You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you. On your phone, on your computer, wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter, even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative. Local. Dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Tonight it's very clear as we're both lying here. There's so many things I want to say.
Speakers are asked to refrain from abusive or profane remarks. Disruptive outburst.
See, come that's on. The problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like,
no,
you
it make does not.
If you don't know who I am, close your mouth. Something's going to fly in your mouth.
You're going to have to be quiet when I'm talking. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do the insubordination.
This is not transparent, open government.
I have never said you were psychotic, though you may be.
I don't know that I care for the narrative.
Well, Stephen, I certainly didn't mean to hurt your feelings or anybody else's, or to imply that any one of us is not doing what...
I'm not a maiden who needs to be saved from my feelings.
Wonderful, thank you.
Love can touch us one time and last for a lifetime.
I'm urging that there be some kind of ordinance that we take a look at this and just prohibit this increasing Big Brother surveillance that's getting closer and closer on us. I do not consent to warrantless surveillance on me when I'm going about my everyday life on this land. Thank you.
So, taking a break from the OLF 8 70-minute conversation that should have been done in about 2 minutes, but it wasn't because scheduling a public hearing should be easy, and it just made it really, really hard. I'll come back to that at 7 o'clock. Going to the public forum comments, Daniel Greener here, one of the people showing up to protest the use of flock cameras, license plate readers, AI data centers, the kind of this whole constellation of things. I do not consent to warrantless searches on me when I'm going about my daily business. You know, so... one of the things I keep trying to explain, just if you're going to try to persuade me, now maybe I'm the wrong target. You know, maybe what you just need is the popular masses or whatever. But if you're going to try to persuade me of something, then know what you're talking about. And repeatedly, the people who are against the license plate readers, which I'm very sympathetic to their concerns. I have long distrusted government surveillance, distrusted how government surveillance in the right hands could then be turned to the wrong hands. You know, as I recently posted on Facebook, the government can't do things, you know, can only abuse powers that you let them have. And if you don't let them have the powers, they can't abuse them. And I've always had a concern about lots of cameras, the ability to synthesize information from those cameras. I think that our current practice of the license plate readers and the crimes they thwart is significant. We're going to talk about that with Chief Winstrom coming up at 7:40. I think that it's useful, but I do have concerns, especially if it starts to be paired with facial recognition software, which it is not in our area currently, and that's an important distinction. But as the sheriffs both like to say, and they're not wrong about this, there are cameras everywhere right now, whether it's your doorbell ring camera or cameras on cars, dash cameras, phones. Cameras are everywhere, and the idea that you're going to be safe out in the public from people knowing what you're doing is a myth. To the point that Daniel Greener is making, is it a warrantless search to record your license plate number when you're driving on a public road and then store that in a database which can then be queried in order to track you if you commit a crime or they think you've committed a crime? And the answer is it's not illegal. It's not even a search. A search is when the government comes into your privacy, into your home, into your papers, and looks through the things that they do not own, that they do not have the privilege of accessing, in order to discover if you've committed a crime. The interior of your car is different from the exterior of your car, and the interior of your car is different from the interior of your home. The highest level of scrutiny and burden is on the law enforcement to prove that they are justified in coming into your home and searching for a crime. There are rules about that. They can do it. The Fourth Amendment specifically says, but without a warrant, right? Saying when and what are the parameters and where. Okay, so when it's your car, inside your car is treated like half your home. There has to be a reasonable, articulable suspicion of a crime for the police to search inside your car. A dog outside your car sniffing the presence of non-marijuana, since that's not illegal under all circumstances in Florida, is currently a probable cause to search inside the car. And other things as well. But the license plate is not inside your car. The license plate is outside your car. The license plate is in full public view. By law, if you drive with a license plate that's obscured or hidden from public view, you are in violation of the law because driving is a privilege and you have to prove that you have a license plate that is registered properly and you can be pulled over if that's not the case. So it's not even a search, let alone something that needs a warrant, because it is something that a police officer walking down the street or anybody else walking down the street can see with their eyes. So if you don't like the government collecting the data, creating a database to which they can query later, I'm willing to hear that. I'm with you in the concern. But don't call it a warrantless search, because it's not. It's not a search. It's warrantless, but I mean, most of the time. But it's, I mean, it might actually have a warrant sometimes. Anyway, that's one point. Then you have more complaints about the Flock cameras, license plate readers, and so forth. This is Nicole Lindemann.
Tonight I'm speaking a little bit about the Flock cameras, but it's not just about the cameras. It's what lies underneath. Each one of you took an oath to the Constitution, to the United States of America. You took an oath to the Constitution of Florida, and you took an oath to this charter.
That's correct.
When you approve contracts, when you that puts every citizen's movements into a searchable database without our informed consent, you're testing whether or not that oath means anything to you.
Okay, you have informed consent right now. I mean, you are aware that it's happening. It is a public case and controversy. We are all talking about it. And no reasonable expectation of privacy when you're driving your car and the license plate is a part of the data that's being collected by the police. So, okay, but so I was with you. I'm not quite with you anymore, but keep going.
And if that oath does not, then we do have recourse. Florida law section 1000.361 gives voters in Pensacola the power to recall a county commissioner. That exists because the oath means nothing without the consequence attached.
So, do you have the power to recall county commissioners who you believe are in violation of their oath of office to the U.S. state or the U.S. or state constitution or the local rules of Escambia County? You know what the answer to that question is? PJ, I'll ask you a quick pop quiz. Is she right? Do you have the power to recall county commissioners? No, you most definitely do not. But here's how you know. When was the last time you heard of a recall petition for one of the county commissioners in Escambia County? Never. We would have them every month. Somebody would be filing a recall petition every month. But this is the danger of a little bit of information. See, what I'm noticing is a pattern with a lot of the people who are showing up at city council and county commission meetings, and it's not entirely their fault, okay? You're not a, you know, professional news gatherer. It's not your job to follow government. You're just a citizen trying to keep up and figure out what's going on. And it's hard to wade through the facts. This also turned up in the question of what evidence you have that there's some secret negotiation for a data center coming here. I've got the receipts. No, you don't. You have receipts you don't understand. I'll talk about that tomorrow. But the point is, you have citizens who show up with a little bit of information, and they think they know what's going on, and they provide it adamantly as if they're certain. I don't know whether they used AI to get this information or not, and therefore they just got it wrong, but I'll explain in a second why Nicole is just plain wrong in her claim. And it's important to know the distinction. It's understandable why you'd make the mistake, but it's not correct. We'll talk about it in a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Things are looking really good out there. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth. Mobile highways clear through Beulah. If you see anything, 437-1620. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So Nicole says, if you do not obey your oath of office, then we have the power to recall you. Here's the statute. It's Florida statute 100.361. It says we have the power to recall you in Pensacola, Florida. What does 100.361 actually say? Municipal recall. Oh, that sounds good. Number one, application definition. Any member of the governing body of a municipality or charter county hereinafter referred to in this section as a municipality may be removed from office by the electors of the municipality when the official represents a district and is elected only by electors residing in that district. Only electors from that district are eligible. This sounds like she's right. But there's one crucial word in that paragraph that she missed. And again, it's understandable. You have to know a lot to know that this is talking about charter counties, not constitutional counties like we are in Escambia County. This does not apply to us. Yes, in charter counties, you have recall powers. And in non-charter counties like Escambia, you do not have recall power because we're not a charter county. And this is what I mean when you look, you have to ask somebody, you know, hey, I think this is what this says. I can't tell you how many times I read a law, I read a statute, I read a story, and I'm like, I'm not sure that's right. And then I'll call various sources, various people that I know who are experts on this stuff. And I'll be like, this is what I think it says. Am I right? And they'll say, no, that's not it. Or yes, that's exactly right. Because that's what, it's my job as a journalist is to do that. And it's to know these things and then to ask questions to make sure I've got it right. Well, you've got citizens who, I mean, bless their hearts that they want to know, that they want to be involved, and that they care. That's all good. But it's not enough to just get one piece of information and then to go claiming that this is the definitive answer on something. And what I wish, honestly, I wish somebody on the board would have responded, or even, you know, maybe Allison could have said, hey, we're not a charter county. You don't have the power to recall. But they didn't. So some of this went on. Margaret Hofstetter, who's, what's the word I want? She says interesting things. I won't say that they're right, but she's passionate. And here's what she said about the whole idea of the license plate readers or what you call flock cameras.
We do not want to be driven like cattle in a chute to the slaughter through these digital surveillance devices. Flock and whatever you call it, any surveillance that nets our information off of the internet, it's all out there constantly working to collect everything about us.
Okay, and there's truth in that. It's just that it's not connected to flock cameras. It's other mechanisms for harvesting information like your Gmail account or Facebook. And PJ, you and I have talked about this a little bit. Have you ever noticed that when you're just having a conversation with the wife about, I don't know, skincare, and then the next 53 ads in your Facebook feed are about skincare?
Yes.
And they say they're not listening, and you're like, happens all the time. Because there are all kinds of people who are using technology to surveil us and then often provide ads for us. It's just that it's not the flock cameras that are doing this, nor are they connected to some internet database that's searching your social media to connect your license plate or all the things that people say. Anyway,
our social media posts, everything we say and do. Do you, commissioners, support putting the people in a digital prison? I'm sure you don't. You'd be there too.
Digital prison, herding like cattle to the slaughter. Now, again, I'm sympathetic. I'm not a fan of a lot of technology, and I have grown up on all of the right science fiction and movies, books and movies. The idea of a surveillance state and what it can do is terrifying to be considered in the wrong hands. The question, and of course, each step brings us closer. There's always the slippery slope argument, or when you've reached the kind of critical mass that, you know, even if you said no, it doesn't matter anymore because we're so far down the road. And I think in a lot of ways we are way down that road.
I will not relinquish control to programmable, amoral machines, robots, having my every thought and action under surveillance, recorded and judged while trying to live in a dying environment.
Well, you know, the one thing I do kind of like about the public forum is it lets people come and talk. It lets them have their stump speech. It's the new town square, you know, where people can say whatever they want to say, and they do. And sometimes it's interesting, and sometimes it's boring, and sometimes it's false, and sometimes it's true. But it is a chance for people to sound off. And, you know, I pay attention, and I actually wish more people would come rather than a lot of the same people coming again and again and again. But, okay, so this is a view. I gave it a little bit of airtime just because I think a lot of people share the concern, if not the particular expression of it. We don't want to live in a society where protecting freedom is often about pushing back against seemingly innocuous regulations that are aimed at solving a relatively pressing problem. But when you add regulation or observation or surveillance or restriction again and again and again, you have eventually encroached so much incrementally or by small steps into people's freedom to do what they think they should do, that you have created an overall loss of freedom that is substantial. And by the way, though I will criticize him a lot, and I think Larry Downs Jr. is wrong a lot, like he's recently taken up against Israel, which is a weird place to be. It's, I don't know if it's anti-Semitism or if it's anti-Zionism or if it's seriously about particular provisions, but yeah, I can't go with him on being anti-Israeli. But he often likes to say that, you know, freedom is what people use and they use it badly. You know, messy, dangerous freedom. That's correct. Freedom is the ability to do bad things and the ability to do good things. And the evidence of freedom is problems. Problems come from people misusing freedom. So if you want to prove that a society has freedom, point to its problems. And often we try to solve those problems by restricting freedom, which is somewhat good and somewhat bad. But yeah, I mean, if you're going to have freedom, you're going to have problems because not everybody's going to use their freedom properly. That's literally what it means to have freedom. They use it well, they use it poorly. Anyway, you've got to be thinking not just short term, but long term. What happens if we restrict, right? And that's a question that's well worth asking and talking about. 624 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars, cars that are 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years young, low miles, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles. They're going to warranty them to 100,000 miles or 10 years, and they follow up with you, at least they did with me, to make sure that there was nothing wrong with the car, which I still to this day think is amazing. It's kind of a no-brainer, but it's also kind of, it's a vulnerable thing. Like, they called me 6 months after and said, anything wrong with the car? And, you know, I told Calvin, my sales guy, I'm like, I don't know, why are you calling me? You know, like, no. And a year later, and then there was a key that needed replacing. They did it on their dime. It cost me nothing. It cost me like 7 minutes of my time. But who calls somebody a year after they buy a used car from you to make sure they're happy still? Well, Frontier does. Why? Because they want to make sure you're happy still. As opposed to the typical approach, which is, well, you bought the car, now it's on you. You know, like following up to see if you're happy, maybe to find out you're unhappy a year later. That is an amazing thing. And it's a statement about the lengths to which they'll go to make sure you're a satisfied customer, which is why I support them. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. PJ has traffic on the fives.
No accidents or delays to report. I-10 and 110 both continue to flow smooth. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
From the efficiency of American natural gas and the dependability of nuclear power to the strength of Florida's sunshine and the flexibility of advanced battery storage systems. At FPL, we leverage a diverse mix of energy sources to power our growing state, ensuring reliable, low-cost power whenever you need it. See how at FPL.com. FPL, working for you every single day.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Hey, it is Christina Leavenworth.
I'm Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic.
Hey, this is Delino with the Boot Store on Pine Forest Road.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
I love radio advertising for my business, so I always love referring business over to ADX Communications for the best radio advertising out there.
We have advertised with Cat Country 98.7 over the past 10 years because we know radio works and Cat Country reaches our target audience.
I absolutely recommend radio to business owners. It's real, it's local, and it reaches people where they live and work.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today, 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Get out of my house!
In and out of love!
In and out of love!
Good morning, 628 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. China is reportedly sending some 400 handheld missile launchers to Iran. Reuters says Iran purchased hundreds of shoulder-fired air defense systems along with Chinese missiles for about $70 million, and they're expected to receive that shipment within weeks. At least 30 people now are confirmed dead in Tuesday's earthquake in Japan. The magnitude 6.8 earthquake on the island of Kyushu destroyed or damaged numerous buildings, including a busy shopping mall. And apparently this cyclopariasis infection is getting bigger and bigger. It's now been seen in 45 states. There's been 6,700 lab-confirmed cases so far, with the CDC saying that it is investigating more than 11,000 other cases. And the Federal Health Agency says that the only states that have not reported any cases are Maine, South Carolina, Montana, New Mexico, and Hawaii.
Very good, David. Thank you so much for the update. What's the total number now? 6,700 is the last one I saw.
Yeah, 6,700.
Out of 330 million people.
Well, when you say it like that.
6,700 out of 300 million people.
You're making it hard for me to spread my doom.
It's my job. Thanks, David. I appreciate
Anytime.
The update. Would Andrew McKay walk into Anywhere USA and eat the lettuce? Yes. I just had salad yesterday. I had salad the day before that. I had lettuce on tacos the day before that. Eat the lettuce. It's fine. Seriously, eat the lettuce. It's fine. 6,700 out of 330 million. Well, you know, not everybody ate lettuce. Okay. Well, you know, not everybody reported, you know, they got sick and they didn't report. Okay. What's the real number? Even if it's, you know, even if it's a million, and we're nowhere close to a million, that's still like a 1 in 300 chance. Low odds.
I'm Gianna Delosi.
Will I always hit back?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes.
President Trump following through on a warning to Iran.
U.S. Central Command released a statement saying CENTCOM forces successfully completed a heavy wave of strikes against Iran in response to yesterday's attempted missile attacks on U.S. forces. The strikes aim to further diminish threats posed by Iran and its proxies to American forces, commercial shipping, and neighboring Gulf countries.
Fox's Trey Yanks in Tel Aviv, Senator Rand Paul, plans to vote to hold Dr. Anthony Fauci in contempt of Congress after he invoked the Fifth Amendment more than 100 times at a hearing yesterday on COVID origins and pandemic policy.
President Biden granted Fauci a preemptive pardon before leaving office, but the pardon only covers what happened before 2025, meaning Fauci could face charges for any perjury committed on Wednesday.
And that is Fox's Madeline Rivera. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 85 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning, shaping up to be another hot day with heat advisory out across the area and expecting heat indexes up to, again, 115-ish later on this afternoon, already up to about 95 for the heat index. We'll check our forecast. Brooke Richardson has that for us in just a few minutes. Well, we learned this week Pensacola Sports has a new president and CEO. He's not exactly a stranger to the organization, Jason Libert. Now, he previously served with Pensacola Sports 12 years as their director of events. He left in 2022.
Well, I stepped away to be, you know, to be a dad and focus on my son and right. family and stuff, and you know, did some just I stayed involved. I stayed involved with Pensacola Sports. I volunteered at different events. I was on the sports tourism grant committee. So definitely stayed involved. Stayed in touch with Ray and his staff. And then got my real estate license. And then you know, knew this position was coming around. And the board reached out to me and said, hey, you know, we'd love to chat with you and see if you're interested. And
Libert succeeds Ray Palmer, who's retiring after 25 years of leading Pensacola Sports. He says his immediate focus is spending the next couple of months learning from Ray, who has a lot of national connections and relationships that have been instrumental in bringing big events here to Pensacola. Well, former Pensacola High School assistant principal has now been sentenced to 14 years in prison for child pornography and video voyeurism. 57-year-old Sean Roby was accused of secretly filming a nude 17-year-old girl in her bedroom in 2019. Investigators later found dozens of additional charges tied to his laptop. He'll also serve several years of probation and register as a sex offender. Florida schools are rolling out some new standards on the history of communism starting this year. Escambia County says that it's not the... Escambia County School Board member Paul Fetzko tells Channel 3 it's not the first time the state has required this kind of coursework, pointing to a similar class that was offered 14 years ago. The new benchmarks mostly appear in two high school elective courses, along with required instruction each November for victims of Communism Day. A California semi-truck driver is facing a felony cocaine possession charge after an inspection in Escambia County. 30-year-old Mukesh Mani was stopped after officers say his trailer had an expired handwritten tag on it. A canine alerted officers to a tube containing cocaine found in the cab of the truck. Mani was released from jail on $2,500 bond. Well, a vehicle pursuit in Atmore ended with an arrest after a crash in North Escambia County. Atmore police say 47-year-old Michael Darnell Pleasant fled officers who spotted him near a Dollar General on South Main Street, where he was wanted on Alabama warrants, including law enforcement and drug distribution. Including eluding law enforcement, that is, and drug distribution. The chase ended near the Alabama-Florida state line after the vehicle crashed. Pleasant's being held without bond. It's 6:35 at News Radio, and PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has led inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more at crohnscolitisfoundation.org. No problems or delays to report. I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
And now our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be dealing with about a 50% chance of those showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, looking at some hot weather with a heat advisory in place with heat index values up to 110. Temperatures near 93 degrees for your overall high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. For Friday, 70% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 89 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, it is 84 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Microsoft shares jumped 9% this morning, while Meta tanked 9% as investors gave differing verdicts on the two tech giants' earnings. Microsoft posted fiscal fourth quarter revenue that beat analyst estimates and reported 43% growth in its key Azure cloud business. Meanwhile, Meta missed investor expectations on earnings and its revenue guidance for the current quarter. Auto giant Stellantis said it swung to a profit in the second quarter, boosted by rising demand in North America. Adjusted operating income more than tripled in the second quarter to nearly $885 million in the April to June period. Treasury yields continued their upward climb this morning as investors weighed the Federal Reserve's decision to hold interest rates steady. The 30-year Treasury bond had risen by more than 9 basis points to 5.236% after hitting its highest level since 2007 yesterday. Futures have risen this morning as traders digest big tech earnings. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things
friends between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text SPARK to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 215215. That's SPARK to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board, District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I will appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board, District 3.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night from 5:30 to 8:30, join your friends and neighbors at Bands on the Bayou at Bayview Park in East Hill. Bring a chair or blanket and enjoy live music from the Bay Kings Band. Saturday night, it's Pensacola Unplugged, songwriter showcase at Studer Community Institute. It's an evening of acoustic performances from highly talented local songwriters. See Pensacola Unplugged on Instagram for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
This is crazy.
Oh no, we're doomed.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
So there is a part of me that every time I read one of these Gen Z or Zillennial stories, you know, and I think, oh, God, I don't know if our country is going to survive another 20 years. And there's a part or 5 years. And there's another part of me that's like, it'll be fine. Every generation goes through this. It's no big deal. It's just, you know, the same old thing. The older folks think the younger folks are crazy and incompetent and off of their rocker. And, you know, nevertheless, the world moves forward. Yeah, but then I. This is a story from Fortune magazine. Ben Sanderson, worker, New York, spent $15 on a movie ticket he never planned to use for the film. Instead, he sank into the New York theater's recliner, pulled his beanie over his eyes, and fell asleep. 90 minutes later, he walked out feeling like a new person and went straight back to his desk. He took an hour and a half off of work because work was too much for him. And he needed to go catch a Z. So he went to a movie and he slept through the movie. He said, I had one of the best naps of my life. He called movie theaters the perfect place to nap in New York City for commuters who live too far from home to sneak back for a break from the office. And he posted about it on TikTok with 1 million views. Another user went one step further and shared her list of top places in New York to leave your desk and to cry it out. Including various subway stations like the Williamsburg Bridge and even the Zara Soho's fitting rooms. You can feel safe losing it there, she said. And while her video was on the lighthearted side, she's far from alone. Nearly half of Gen Z office workers say they've been reduced to tears by workplace stress, research has found.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
There's no crying in office work. If this all sounds familiar, you may remember, this is in the article, the TikTok video of a young woman crying over her crazy 9-to-5 schedule. Crazy 9-to-5 schedule. Let me tell you my hours Daily. Described as, quote, Gen Z girl finds out what a real job is like, which went viral in 2023. The post racked up millions of views with many ridiculing the college graduate. Gosh, why? Seems so reasonable. But as it turns out, the overwhelming majority of Gen Zers agree that traditional 9-to-5 jobs are soul-sucking. Well, yeah, why do you think they call it a job? I mean, that's like, what do you think a job is? An opportunity for personal fulfillment where you can feel maximally vindicated, validated, heard, seen, expressed, and then they'll pay you also? I mean, have you ever seen a factory? Have you ever seen a mine? Have you ever, like, jobs are hard. They're not hobbies. They're not pastimes. They're not recreation. They're not vacation. They're work that if people would do for free, you wouldn't have to pay people to do them. Generally speaking, the premise of a job is you're not going to like it. At least not all the time. Now, there are exceptions. I will tell you, I love my job. But I give up a lot of money because I love my job. Because I could do things that make a lot more money. But I love doing this. I'm really good at it. I love the teaching. Teaching does not pay very well. Had to make a choice. Keep teaching what you love or try to do something else. Well, I found something else. It's a lot like teaching. Pays better, but still not awesome. In the world of, you know, things that I could do. Why? Because a lot of the things I could do, I would not enjoy so much. But that's the trade-off. Like, I mean, I don't know if we've been teaching. You tell me, 437-1620, do you hear this from kids? That schedule of 9-to-5 is going to kill them? Oh, it's too much. Where do I get my video games in? You know, like, I don't know. Is this... Have we been setting unrealistic expectations for them? Maybe this is a byproduct of all those self-help people who said, if you find a job you love, you'll never work a day again in your life. Or, you know, find what you do and find your passion and then figure out how to get paid for it. Well, you know, one of my passions is watching TV, and I still haven't figured out a good way to get paid for it. Although you might say, I've watched a lot of TV in my life, and it's made me who I am in this job, so maybe it's paid off eventually. Like that one time my philosophy degree made me money. Because I won a trivia contest in a bar and I made $50. And literally the question was about Aristotle and I knew it. And it was the first time I could ever point to a specific place where knowing philosophy made me money. $50 didn't seem like a great reward. But the point is, jobs suck. They suck in varying degrees. Some suck a lot. Some suck a little. But, you know... Do you think that the average janitor, garbage man, bank loan processor gets up in the morning, woo-hoo, time to go? No. If it was like that, you wouldn't get paid for it because people would do it for the fun. Back to this in a second. I'm curious your thoughts. 437-1620. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 both continue to look good. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brent Lane, and Fairfield. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. I do think there's a movie sort of about this.
I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Now, there's another side to this. And the other side of this is that work actually should be fulfilling. I mean, the whole concept of the Protestant work ethic is that, you know, God built you for something. If you figure out what it is and you do it diligently with all your heart, you're doing something in the world that is glorifying God and serving him. And, you know, the goal is to find a way to make money at that or to start a company that makes money at that. You know, do something that people value. And if nobody else values it enough to pay you for it, maybe you're wrong about what they value because ultimately money is proof that you served somebody else, right? I mean, that's when somebody gives you $100, that's a way of saying thank you. And if nobody's willing to give you any money, maybe what they're really saying is, yeah, you know, what you're doing is not that valuable. Okay, but jobs also, if you're working for a boss, you know, they give you assignments you don't like. I love my bosses. They still tell me to do things I think are stupid. I mean, that's, people disagree. They're smart. I'm smart. They tell me to do things I don't like. I have to decide whether to do it or protest. Usually the answer is do it because they're the boss. That's the point. But all jobs are like that. Some more, some less, but all jobs have that element. All jobs have schedules you won't like. All jobs have dress codes you won't like. I mean, you know, that's the world. What are we telling people a job is? 437-1620, a couple of texts coming in here. Somebody says, it's really no wonder they're all Democratic Socialists. They don't want to work, and they want the government to be mommy. I mean, who do you think is going to provide for? And the whole entitlement, like, I'm entitled to a job. Are you? I mean, are people obligated to be bosses and to start companies? I don't think they are. So I'm grateful. I tell my bosses all the time how grateful I am for what they do to make what I do possible and that I get to enjoy it. Somebody else says, my grandfather used to tell me, there are not many jobs tasting pies in a pie factory. That's a great expression. I love that, Craig. That's great. Somebody says, I've always been told the young ones have no idea what work is, no matter how much robotic and office work, computer, all that you have when it shouldn't be done. Somebody has got to dig the hole. That's right. What about the younger generation that doesn't show up to work with no notification? They cold quit you. Right. You know, or they quiet quit you. Right. That's how they're quitting these days. What happened to letting someone know? Right. Basic courtesies is another concern. Now, listen, I should also say, and I always, whenever we have these conversations, it's very easy to be like, old man, get off my lawn, you know, kind of, it's very easy, tempting to fall into that. I get why the older generation is always whining about the younger generation. And it's worth saying that, for example, here at Cat Country and News Radio at ADX Communications, we have had a fairly steady stream of outstandingly good young people who work hard, learn, are smart, diligent, obedient, you know, creative. Like, I've seen with my own eyes that this is not true of everyone. But I also have raised three boys who are of this age. I've seen other things, too, in their friends. It's not that they're all bad, but there's this cultivated expectation that if you, you know, if somebody yells at you at work, I need a cry break. You know, like, no, you just need to take it and do better. You know, and if somebody stabs you in the back at work, that doesn't mean you leave work. That's humans, man. People are like that. Learn who you can't trust. Be smarter. Don't trust them more the next time. You know, that kind of stuff. 437-1620. My accountant says new hires were telling him all the deadlines, you know, like April 15th, were making them feel unsafe. God. Oh, by the way, the story was emphatic. The story that I started this with, the story was emphatic that cry breaks over the difficulty of job is a thing that a lot of people seek. And again, I think there's something to be learned in that jobs should be fulfilling. The best jobs, the ones where people love it, the people where they perform the best, are going to be jobs people enjoy. And the more you can create a culture that rewards creativity and diligence and hard work and, you know, maximizes people's sense of fulfillment and buy-in, you're going to have a better company. Okay? Hire smart people, then let them be smart, and they'll enjoy their job. Like, that's generally our rule around here. So it's a note that when jobs are soul-killing more than others, you're not going to get the best out of people, and they're not going to be happy, and that's going to be bad for productivity and customer service. But there is also a sense in which doing a job is, again, I hate to keep using the phrase, but it's going to suck a lot. And that's just the world. If you don't like it, start a company. Find out how much worse that is, owning a company. I mean, the rewards are higher, but so are the pains. As Wade Wilson, Deadpool, says, somebody says, oh, this is you, PJ. You should just tell me. Just say it. Go ahead.
Gen Z and their trauma bragging. Can't they just stuff it down and turn it into accomplishment and cancer like the rest of us?
Exactly. That's right. Let's see, 437-1620, 437-1620. Wise teacher once told me, said that 30% of kids will make it through school, 30% will get through, and 30% will barely make it, and 10% will be the bane of the human existence. Somebody says, Andrew, you can always take up your new profession as a stand-up philosopher. It's like in History of the World Part 1. Did you philosophize this week? Which is not the phrase. Did you philosophize last week? Anyway, 437-1620. I wanted to join this with another observation. I'm going to go through this one a little bit more quickly. There was a list of 8 Gen Z habits that confuse older generations. And this is just, since we're in the pile-on mode, okay? We're in the roll-your-eyes mode, and I just cannot believe that kids think they need the mental health breaks or whatever. Here are the eight. The silent classroom. Because you go into the classroom and kids aren't talking with each other. They're on their phones. I mean, not now in K-8 in Florida, but, you know, still, especially in college. You know, you always talk to people. You learn. You bicker. You make jokes. It's loud. It's noise. You go in, it's silent. crazy. Multitasking at the movie theater, like watching the movie the way you'd watch TV at home while you're kind of on your phone or chit-chatting, like it's just another event in their digital space as opposed to the thing you focus on. I don't even understand that. I have not seen this, but they tell me it's a common thing. Standing completely still at the club while the music's playing loud instead of dancing. Move! Word we don't say on the radio. let's see. Memes that are takeoffs of memes that are takeoffs of memes that are takeoffs of memes that you basically have to have a master's degree in memes to even understand. Oh, no, that's common. This is one. This is not exactly on point, but it was in the list. Doing videos where they hold those tiny little clip-on microphones that don't actually do anything. Also, you can just clip it on. It's meant to be a lapel, but it's like it becomes the proof of you doing an interview or something. Like it's, I've seen this where they hold the clip-on mic in their hands like it's a microphone. It's the weirdest thing. Also, it's generally going to be worse sound because it's farther away from your voice. The massive fear of being cringe, as in being perceived to be, well, you know, socially untalented, not adept. In creating a cringe response, they are terrified of being perceived as cringe, which makes them not do a lot of things, which is bad. Now, we always had a fear of being uncool, but, you know, also the risk of being cool, right? You got to be a little outside the norm. And then the silent stare. We won't go into all of that. 654 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. By the way, feel free to text me and stand up for the young people if you like. Some of them are amazing, we should say. Some of them are taking a break to go cry in the movie theater. Hey, if you're thinking about buying that next home or a home, perhaps your first home or a larger or a smaller, you know, you're a growing family, you're, you know, empty nesting, you're wanting to move to the beach, you want to pick up a vacation rental or your very first house, man, I wish I could have gone. I could go back in history and buy my first house with Christina Leavenworth because she is fabulous. The way they do things, getting you through to closing, getting you a great price, taking over listings that other people can't sell and then selling them. Sometimes that other agents have tried to sell 4 or 5 times even and then they sell them. Find out why. I mean, you can take my word for it. You know, I know her. I know the results. I know what people say about her. I know she's great and her team's great. But, you know, don't just take my word for it. Give her a call. I mean, like, Andrew's always raving about you. Can you explain to me why you're awesome? And she'll laugh. And you're like, okay, sure. I mean, you listen to her on Pep Talk. You can tell. She knows what she's doing. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Highway 29 is accident-free through Cantonment. 9 Mile also accident-free. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
You know those big banks where you're just an account number, where customer service is a chatbot, and hold music is your least favorite song? Yeah, we're not that. We're Penair Credit Union. Local, member-owned, and actually built to work for you. With better rates, few, if any, fees, and service from people who know you by name. So why bank big when you can bank better? Visit penair.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
Summer is here, and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
MonsterCon 2026 is coming to downtown Pensacola, November 12th and 13th at the Sanger Theater. This year's theme is Invest. Invest in yourself, your business, and your community. Experience inspiring keynote speakers, practical breakout sessions, and valuable networking designed to help you grow. Register by July 31st and lock in the special early bird rate of just $250, the lowest price of the year. Visit studeri.org today and follow MonsterCon on Facebook. MonsterCon 2026. Invest in people, invest in business, invest in community.
You ever hear something in the news and think,
that can't be real?
NPR breaks it down weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
A sandwich just isn't a sandwich without the tangy zip of Miracle Whip salad dressing, the bread spread from Kraft.
And all their trauma bragging. I love that line. 657 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. A heavy wave of new U.S. strikes on Iran has been carried out. In a post on X, the U.S. Central Command said that the latest strikes hit dozens of targets in response to Tuesday's attacks by Iran on American forces in the Middle East. Dr. Anthony Fauci facing a threat from Republican Senator Rand Paul to move to hold him in contempt of Congress after Fauci refused to answer, I believe it was over 100 questions, citing his Fifth Amendment rights yesterday. And,
you know, it's I don't really want to get into all of this, but I understand, you know, where Rand Paul is coming from. You have a pardon from the president. And you should be talking. But I also understand where Fauci is coming from, because Fauci knows that Rand Paul wants to throw him in jail, and the pardon would not cover subsequent statements after the pardon. And so if he keeps his mouth shut, he cannot get himself in trouble with the senator who clearly wants to put him in jail. Now, A.G. Uthmeyer says that he's going to, you know, investigate Fauci and see, because a presidential pardon wouldn't cover state crimes. There's an awful lot of Republican anti-Fauci virtue signaling going on these days.
He was in kind of a lose-lose situation, that's for sure.
I mean, he did show up, which is better than not showing up, I guess, but, you know, okay. Go ahead, David, sorry.
And Howard University says over 200 students have been re-enrolled after providing needed information to the school. There was some controversy there last week after more than 500 incoming first-year students were told they could not start classes at the historically black university in the nation's capital. Some of the students said they were waiting on outstanding grants and scholarships.
All right, thanks so much, David. Oh, somebody has an interesting point here. They say the attention span for younger kids is so short, they can barely sit through a movie because of their TikTok brains. There's a truth in that. And it's like all the screens that they have access to. They haven't ever learned to be bored. You know, when you were a kid, you learned to be bored. You handled boredom. You endured boredom. Well, a lot of job stuff is putting up with it. Not necessarily being bored, although that's a big component, but just enduring something that's unpleasant or just nothing.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.